grace and favor. God wants to pour that out to not only to other believers, but to the world. And he's going to need some hands to be able to pour that out through. He's going to need some people on the earth who are willing to say, Jesus, let me be your hands. Jesus, let me be your feet. Jesus, let me be your voice, your mouth in this particular situation, to be able to pour out grace and favor to those who are around me. And if we will look at ourselves in that way, we'll suddenly realize that, hey, I can be a conduit for the grace of God. I can be a conduit for what God wants to do upon the earth. And as I'm a conduit for the grace of God flowing through me, I know that that grace of God is going to flood me as well. Well, you and I, as a conduit of the grace and favor of God, when we are allowing that to pour through us, things from heaven stick to us in the process. The anointing sticks to us. The grace, the favor sticks to us in the process of giving it out to somebody else. So the more I give, the more it gets stuck to me. As we want that coming to us, we also need to be able to know when somebody's ready to receive the blessing and grace of God. Well, you and I, as being people who are carriers of favor, carriers of the grace of God, we need to know when to receive it, when to release it, so God will get the glory. We are blessed to be a blessing. We can't grow without the favor and blessing of God upon our lives. We must continue to receive that grace and favor. It's amazing, absolutely amazing, what grace and favor can do to us and for us. God is already declaring that we are victorious while we are here on the earth. You see, the reason for you and I being here right now is that we are to advance his kingdom. Jesus is king. Don't ever forget that. We have a king. His name is Jesus. We are kingdom citizens. And the goal of us, is for us being here on the earth, is to advance his kingdom. To declare his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's desire is to see the very environment of heaven rest upon earth. The love of God that passes all understanding, the peace of God that passes all understanding, to cover this earth like the water covers the sea. We must believe that he wants to bless us. We must believe that he has favored us, and then believe that there is power to walk in that favor. Now, we'll never do that if we're not interested in walking in his word. Because he said that my word I have set above my name. So as much as we call on the name of Jesus, we end a lot of prayers with the name of Jesus. You know, Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus. We must not forget that he has labeled his word even above his name. So if we are not walking in heeding his word, then we can't expect to receive the things that come from God in grace and favor, other than salvation. You see, if we are not walking in obedience to his word, he may want to throw favor and grace upon us, but his word, not obeying his word, will keep us from being able to receive the blessing of God. Psalms 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Sometimes you have to look for favor, and if you look for it, you can find it. Proverbs 3:3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find, everybody say find. Find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Powerful scripture. Now by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. You'll notice there, faith, favor, grace are all coupled together. It is a part of us. It has first drawn us to Jesus, but after that, it is to be a continual thing in our lives. We are to cultivate grace and favor in our lives continually so that we can grow in it. We just don't expect it to drop us on us when we need him at salvation time. You have been created in the likeness and image of God. And if you've been created in the likeness and image of God, that means that you can do things in a sphere that God does them. He created you in his likeness, in his image, in the same class of God. And God does things by faith. And we are to live our lives by faith. We can bring kingdom culture into the system of this world that can cause a shift to take place. So once that kingdom culture is impregnated, is implanted into the world of culture, the generations after us will start being influenced more by kingdom culture than the kingdom of this world. But it'll take sacrifice. We can impart grace to the hearers. Grace and favor can be imparted. If you will consider imparting grace and favor, there's something that will happen on the inside of you to cause you to feel different as well, as grace and favor flows through you.